Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend. Let's talk about letting go, right? Let's talk about letting go and letting God. What does that look like? I know that it's hard. It is hard to let go, isn't it? It is hard to let go and let God have the things that your heart is burdened and heartbroken over. Maybe you're holding so tightly. You're trying to make it all work out and you're exhausted. Trusting in God's guidance can provide the strength and wisdom needed to move on from difficult situations in life. I just want to say, I'm so thankful you're here. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I am your host of this podcast. If you don't already, make sure you hit the follow button up at the top, but also you can come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle or inside of my special mentorship, which I say special because it brings me a lot of joy to see women have revelation of who they are, for their pain to be met with safety and security, for their anger to subside, and for them to finally feel like they have the ability to walk in forgiveness. It's just so freeing and so fun and joyful for me, even though it's hard and holy. But today, we're just going to talk about when do we start to move on? Sometimes when we're holding on so tightly, the best thing for us to do is to let go. It's to let go of what we think it needs to look like. We need to let go of the impossible, unenforceable expectations that we have put on others, because there are a lot of unenforceable expectations that we have on others. And I say unenforceable because we can't make other people do it. We have all these expectations, but we can't make them do it. Maybe it's time to let go of the past so that we can see a different future, one with hope. However, how often does it feel like when we let go that we're giving up and losing control? I have my hand raised because I get it. But I want to encourage you that letting go isn't giving up. It's just giving it over to God. So the yoke we now carry is His and not ours. Letting go is surrendering and is trusting God with the end of our story, a story of redemption, because He is the Redeemer. And I want to be clear on this, even though the story may not look like we thought it would. So redemption doesn't always mean reconciliation. It doesn't mean that it might always be this happy fairy tale ending, but He will redeem your story because He is the Redeemer. Through prayer and faith, we can seek God's guidance and find the courage to move on from past hurts and mistakes. We know that letting go and allowing God to step in may mean that we have to face the fact that that friendship, it may not be reconciled. The marriage may look different than we'd hope, or the family situation we thought would change doesn't. It's hard to let go because oftentimes on the other side is pain, right? But when we seek God's guidance and we let go and begin to move on, we can open up ourselves to new opportunities and possibilities. Knowing when to let go of something and to surrender it to God can be a challenging decision in itself, right? I think we talk about this so much inside of my spiritual growth mentorship. And I just want to share with you a few signs that it might be time to release something that you are white knuckling and give it to God. You have persistent feelings of anxiety or stress and worry about the situation. your continued efforts to control the situation despite little or no progress, a lack of peace or contentment in your heart regarding the situation. You have repeated attempts to fix the situation with no lasting success, and you're feeling stuck or stagnant with no clear path forward. Raise your hand if any of those have sounded like you. I get it. If you identify with any of these, then I think it's time. I think it's time to surrender. It's time to let go. And letting go doesn't mean you're losing control. First of all, we never really had control. We have agency and responsibility, but it doesn't mean you're giving up. With God's guidance, we can find the courage to take the first step forward and move on, even when it feels daunting, when it feels like it hurts, because sometimes we hold on to dead things, don't we? We spend hours and days trying to revive and to cling to any source of life, to something that God has pronounced dead, maybe weeks before. It can't be over, we think, because there's been too many hours invested in this relationship, right? Or this community for it to simply be over. In the women I work with in spiritual growth mentorship, I see them holding so tight to what was because it becomes scary and unsafe and hard to imagine of what it's like to not have that thing. One day I wrote in my journal that I just felt like I heard something from the Lord, and I was walking through my own pain and what felt like hell, if we're just being honest, and felt like a whole year, it pretty much was a whole year, that I wrote down that I feel like he was leading me to write down. I have protected you, do not go back to dry land. As much as it hurt to walk away, maybe for a season, maybe for a time, I don't know. He said, don't go back. I protected you. So even though it caused my heart pain, there's protection. Didn't mean to feel good. But he said to me, don't go back to dry land. And every time I would try to go back, that's all it was barren. I was met with disappointment. I was sad. I was frustrated. Why? He already told me it was dry. It was dry land. And I kept trying to go back and revive something that was already pronounced dead weeks before. We know fruit will not come from dried up land. The soil is not fertile. It lacks the necessary nutrients like trust and honesty. And then I heard the Lord say, I'm doing a new thing. And I know we get really excited about those phrases, but I truly felt this in my heart after many, many months of grieving and hurting and trying to figure it all out. Lots of verbal processing. He said, I'm doing a new thing. So I'm here to say that sometimes letting go is easy. We're like, yeah, I'm ready to let this go. And other times we're thinking, man, this isn't the breakup I wanted, but it was the breakup I needed. So I was hurting myself by going back to the dry ground. I was trying to plant seed into a dry land. And no wonder the seeds kept dying and I was hurting myself. But with God's guidance, we can move forward, providing comfort and direction and support as we navigate really difficult transitions in life. So when we feel lost or insecure or what to do next, turning to God can provide clarity and peace of mind. And that's important. We can trust in God's plan. We can receive comfort and support when we feel overwhelmed or alone. We gain clarity and perspective through prayer and reflection. We forgive others and ourselves because God's guidance can help us. Because first of all, let's just say we have the grace, right? We have grace from God in that we get to have compassion to forgive ourselves and the past mistakes that we've hurt. And this can free us from the burden of resentment and help us move forward with a lighter heart. So overall, God's guidance can help us move on by providing a sense of purpose and direction and hope in the face of such difficult transitions. I know what it's like for it to hurt to let go, but I also know what it's like to hurt to stay. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves that hurting is so bad right now because of staying. It might hurt to let go, but it hurts worse to stay. But No one can tell you when it's time except God. But I pray right now over you for your heart and your eyes to see what is instead of what was or could be. There will be others God will bring into your life to revive those dead parts. And I believe that for you. You may not see it right away. I know the women I work with inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, which I would love for you to join us inside. They don't always see it right away, but He will, through it all, love the hell out of you. So may we cling to what is good and true, but hold loose to what we can't control, such as other people, their reactions or actions. Letting go of the past and moving on with God's guidance can open doors to opportunities and blessings we never thought possible. So my question for you is, will you work on letting go and surrendering today? As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.